Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line right now, Radio.com's Sports NFL Insider, Jason LaConfora. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason, good morning. Welcome to Pittsburgh. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Okay, let's. There'll be a bunch of Ben questions, I'm sure. But let's get to this Minkah Fitzpatrick thing for a moment. I think that people have spun it the wrong way as this thing that's out of the Steelers are trying to win now, or they're in desperation mode. I look at this like they made their draft pick for next year. This year, they're able to play him right now. This is a guy who's proven that he's good, and the Steelers suck at drafting defensive backs. I can't see it as any sort of negative at all.
No, I'm with you. And the idea that it was some reaction to Ben, this process had started at a time when they were thinking Ben, you know, was going to have a huge season, and this was to supplement that. It's not like, Ben gets hurt, and then at halftime of that game, all of a sudden they're scrambling to get in on this Fitzpatrick thing. I mean, the two teams that I heard the most from the moment it was clear he was available were the Cowboys and the Steelers. And the Cowboys, were one of the teams that eventually peeled off because the price was too high. But to your point, the Steelers were like, look, he just was an 11th overall pick. Even though we've lost our quarterback, we don't think we're going to be in a position to pick in the top 10 this year. We view him as a top 10 talent. He's in a complete salary bargain for the next 3 years because the signing bonus is already paid. And we think he's an immediate upgrade to our secondary and possibly better, probably better, almost surely better than where what we think is going to be available when we pick this year. So the quarterback injury had nothing to do with it. It's something that they think makes sense for their organization in the short term and the long term, and it feels like they've been trying to address the secondary forever. And you're right. As much as they should be lauded for their ability to draft skill players on offense, defensive backs have been a problem, and a lot of these guys haven't panned out the way they hoped they would have. And really, like, go back to the Devin Bush thing, right? I mean, this to me is kind of, it's more just about whatever the window is with Ben, right? And trying to do some things now, these kids are so cheap while they're on their rookie contracts, to try to add as many young potential blue chip players around him as you can, to try to make the most of whatever the rest of this window is with Ben. You look at it through that prism, going back to what they did in the draft, and people would say, oh, that's an un-Steelers-like thing to move up all those spots, and they would agree that, it's not really what they do, but when they've tended to do that thing, it's been for a particular player at a particular position, and it worked pretty well with, did it for Troy. So I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
They've now got 10 first-round picks on defense, Jason. 7 of them are starters, guys who were first-round picks in this league. Does this put added pressure on Keith Butler, who I imagine had a fairly warm seat coming into this season anyway, and after an 0-2 start and the way they look against New England, can't be much cooler. Does this put added pressure on he and his defensive head coach, Mike Tomlin, to produce with all this talent?
I think so. I think that's fair. And whether that ultimately, however they hash it out, and maybe they make an announcement at some point about a change in division of labor, or maybe Mike Tomlin starts doing even more than he already does, and nobody's the wiser because there's only a couple people on that headset anyway, right? But one way or the other, it's got to get cleaned up. Absolutely, it's the schematically, execution, anything involved, mental mistakes, physical mistakes. That unit's got, especially now with the situation with the change at quarterback, where I think they'll still be competitive. I don't think they're falling off a cliff, but I also don't think there's going to be that quick strike ability that and that immediate change of momentum at any given moment the way you saw it when it was, you know, Ben and AB and Le'Veon Bell. Like, that's just not their realities anymore. They've got to be much more fundamentally sound on defense, and they've got to be, in my opinion, a top 6 to 8 running team in the league if they're going to get anywhere close to January. And I still think this is a team that could go 500. I think it's a team that could be playing meaningful games in December. This idea that the season's over and they're 4-12, and you know what I mean, they just wasted their first round pick, I don't buy that at all. But if they're going to get closer to the standards I thought they might reach before this injury, they're going to have to run the ball again monumentally better than they have through 2 weeks, and the defense is going to have to be no longer a liability.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Jason Luckenfor joining us right now, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. DeCastro, Pouncey, Foster,
yeah.
You go Alejandro Villanueva, you pay those guys what Kevin Colbert paid those guys. They're not supposed to be average. They're not even supposed to be above average. They're supposed to road great every single Sunday. They've not done that.
No, and I think it's kind of been obscured by all the other problems and the injuries and obviously being involved in a potentially substantial trade. And I think Minkah Fitzpatrick is a substantial player. So there's been so much going on, I feel like that's kind of slipped through the cracks a little bit. But, you know, that's got to be their bread and butter. And you're right, they should be out-physicaling people and beating them up at the line of scrimmage and making it easier for that quarterback in the fourth quarter to manage the game because of the physical toll that the front seven of the other team has already paid through, you know, 2.5 quarters, 3 quarters, 3.5 quarters, whatever. So that's kind of where my focus is going to go initially on offense there, and then also with James Washington. And you know, is he the guy who really becomes Robin if Robin Juju is now Batman? And I thought all along that he's got the best shot to do it, and now with this quarterback change and him, you know, a guy under center who he's been around since he was, whatever, 18 years old, I would, there is some chemistry there. We've seen it on different stages, not necessarily on a Sunday afternoon just yet. I mean, although, you know, a little bit last week. But I'm intrigued to see, you know, what that looks like as well.
Jason, Ben Roethlisberger put out a statement. His intention is to come back after this elbow surgery and rehab. What is the reality of that, you think? Will he ever be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers again, or are we getting ahead of ourselves?
Well, I think that's certainly his intention, and that is certainly their intention, and that's where everybody believes this is going. But this is a crazy league, right? I mean, I never say never in this league. You just look at what happens from week to week, and it's so unpredictable, and I mean, who knows? This kid might come in and, like, if they still ended this year 10-6, would it be the craziest thing in the history of the world? No. And if that happens, you know what I mean, and he's making no money and Ben's making all that money and he's clicking with these young receivers, like, I don't think anybody could step in and say there's absolutely positively no chance that they would view Mason Rudolph as their guy for next year based on what he does this year. I mean, I can't rule that out. That's not where people are necessarily expecting it to go right now. And Ben is being adamant with everybody close to him and people in that organization that I'm not going out this way. And, you know, there is a very strong sentiment that he will be more than ready to go for week one. But there are also parts of this that are out of his control, including what this thing looks like without him. So who knows, man? I mean, I will say this, through 6 quarters, I was scratching my head. Like, I think Ben throwing the wide receivers, and again, it's only 6 quarters, but I had him 20 for 40, 204 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception, a rating of 54.6. Throwing to any receiver other than Juju, the rating goes down to like 30.4. And that's, and again, I get it. It's a game and a half, and it's against good teams, but I couldn't figure out what was going on there.
Dante Moncrief has hands like Shamu. That doesn't.
No, I understand that, but like, I get that, but 20 for 40?
Yeah, he did not look like himself.
No, he didn't. He didn't. Jason, we thank you so very much. One last thing. Baseball season's over in Pittsburgh. It sure as heck has been over in Baltimore. did you happen to catch Ed Reed throw out the first pitch last night in Baltimore?
Yeah, I think it was actually a couple nights ago. I wasn't out there, but I saw a video of it. I actually was out there years ago when he was still playing. Right. Yeah, probably his last year of his career, and he was happened to be out there, and I was in a suite, and he was taking BP and just lining rope after rope after rope, and threw a bullet. That guy's like the Dos Equis man. You know what I mean? Like Ed Reed really probably could have done anything he wanted to do.
Well, it's like Troy here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. No, it's just like, I mean, no, he did play baseball as a kid, so it's not like he was walking in cold.
Right.
But I imagine the first time Ed Reed, like, hit a golf ball, he probably drove it 350 right down the middle.
So you're saying there's a chance he's the opening day starter at Camden Yards in the spring.
I'll say this. They'll have better attendance next year if Ed Reed pitches every 5 days.
Jason, thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
We'll chat again soon. All right. Thanks. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason LaCanfora. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thank you so much to Jason for joining us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.